You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Resistance is futile. The revolution has begun.
You're listening to Rebelpreneur Radio, helping you break the rules and build the business you need for the life you want. And now, broadcasting his pirate signal
from somewhere beyond the status quo,
here's your host, best-selling author, marketing and media strategist, Ralph Brogdon.
Hello and welcome to Rebelpreneur Radio. It's the show that helps you build the business you need so you can live the life you want. I'm Ralph Brogdon. Getting to the root cause of your mindset can free you to do the business of your dreams, build the business you need so you can live the life you want. And this is going to be an interesting conversation because just in the intro and the prep off air, I've already made a distinction about why I procrastinate. And so this is going to be really, really good. I'm pleased to welcome Deborah Jensen. She is a 30-year health and trauma coach professional. It was her personal experience that led her to specialize in trauma recovery, and she was one of the first to promote brain regeneration through neuroplasticity. Recovering from trauma boosts focus, productivity, financial success, and goal achievement. Positive changes occur easily. It empowers you to build the business you need so you can live the life you want. And so, Deborah, welcome to Rebelpreneur Radio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You hooked me already because as we were discussing and getting the background of what we're going to talk about today, I had a little insight, a little distinction, and you helped trigger that for me. So I'm going to turn you loose here in just a second on our audience. But before we get into what you do, tell us a little bit about who you are and what was the personal experience that led you to specialize in trauma recovery?
Okay. So as you said, I'm a health and wellness coach who made a wonderful discovery since I had so many people who were business owners. I realized that we were working, teaching them how to reduce their trauma, and all these other things disappeared. And it was just a wondrous moment when I made this discovery. And so I have continued on with that information. And the reason that I got into this is because when I was 28 years old, I was in a really awful car accident from which I was told by all of my doctors that I could not recover. And they basically told me that my life was over as I had known it. And that was really a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, thanks for the positive thinking support there, medical team.
Right.
Wow.
It was just horrible. At that time, they didn't have the testing that they now have these days, so they couldn't really test properly. They didn't have the treatments that they now have these days. But I was in severe pain because you introduced what I do with brain activities and brain exercises and so forth. The reason that came about was I also had a severe head injury, and they had never seen anything like any of my injuries. They were to the nth degree of everything they had ever seen. And so I was spending all of my money with them. I was still in great amounts of pain, couldn't think, couldn't do almost anything. I went from being very athletic to not being athletic at all. My life was just stopped there. Yeah. And finally, I had a couple of young doctors, which actually I'm pretty sure they saved my life, because they came to me and they said, you know, we really like you, and we have other people that are similar. They don't have their injuries are not as severe as yours, but certainly there are some similarities. We want you to get help. We don't have the answers. Can you believe that?
At least they didn't have the answers.
Right. Yeah, they didn't have the answers. Yeah. At that time, they were very honest. I will appreciate them for the rest of my life, because they said to me, go out and look for alternatives and, you know, see what you can find. There's maybe something that could possibly help you. Well, at that time, I have to say I was, you know, all entwined in the medical profession. I had no idea what an alternative even was. So all I could do was I just went out and I started taking classes, every class I could possibly take that might give me some shred of hope. And most of them didn't. But eventually, I had some that kind of woke me up in a way. And I felt like, oh, wow, something feels like it might be shifting to the better. And like, I thought maybe I could think just a little bit better, but I wasn't quite sure, you know? So I just kept going and going and going. And finally, I ended up realizing that some of these things actually did work. And then I discovered that since I still did not have all the answers, I discovered that I was an innovator because I just had to make it work. Right.
You had to come up with your own answers.
Exactly. I was determined to come back, but it was kind of an odd thing because I didn't think I could come back, but I was determined to come back. So finally I decided, okay, well, I can't believe the negatives that anybody is telling me. I just have to go out and do whatever I can do and see if I can bring myself back.
Wonderful. So how long did it, how long, I want to know what you found out, but how long was this process of going through, trying the different things and then coming up with your own eclectic solution or that you had to put together? How long did that take you to do?
I have to say it took a very long time. I'm not even sure it took years. I should one of these days, but, don't worry, it doesn't take that long these days. But I was discovering everything on my own. And to that point, and after that point, all of the medical research said that the brain could not ever regenerate. So I was going all against all of the known information, all of the research. So believe me, I was definitely a pioneer, but it took years and years. I ended up traveling all over the world to take classes to find out what I could find that might solve some of my problems. And to this day, I actually had my spine tested with an infrared maybe 3 years ago. And I'm not in any pain, but I'm supposed to be in horrific pain. And when they showed me the picture of my spine, I almost became nauseous because it still just looks horrible, you know?
Yeah.
So nobody could ever heal it, but my mind has overcome that somehow in whatever way the brain can do.
And now we know about neuroplasticity, which it sounds like at the time that wasn't a thing. Now we know, well, the brain does actually regenerate. Cells do reform. Mind sometimes does carry the day over matter. And it is a slow process, but we are a little bit better educated about it now. I can't imagine not having that knowledge at the time that you're trying to discover all of this. What was the key thing that the light bulb went off in your mind that, okay, I think I've got my answer here? What was that?
I'm not sure, but I was learning some brain exercises, and they were originally developed for children with learning disabilities. And by the way, before the accident, I was, you know, skipped grades, especially in math. Not that that means anything, except that after the accident, I had almost every learning disability you've ever heard of.
Yeah. Wow.
So, So anyway, these exercises were actually designed for children by a doctor who had his own learning disabilities, and he wanted to help other children. And so he wanted to, you know, develop all of these brain exercises. So those were some of the first things that I was introduced to. And I thought, oh, I think something's helping just a little bit. I wonder if something could help more. Or I wonder if I could, you know, something else could come along that in combination could bring my brain back. So I just kept going.
And so now here you are. You are recovered for all intents and purposes. You are helping other people with your trauma recovery. Is it coaching? Is it therapy? How do you describe what you do for people?
Right. I'm not a therapist. I would describe it more as mindset and brain exercises that help to reduce the stress and the trauma so that more of the real person can show up with ease.
And just to be clear for our listeners, when we say trauma, what you described in your accident is physiological trauma. The kind of trauma that is holding us back from accomplishing our goals, that's more of possibly more of a psychological trauma or a combination thereof? Or how are we defining trauma?
Very good question. I would say that it is people have trauma, lots of trauma, which is unrecognized. It's physiological and psychological. And it can be something very simple, again, that they don't even recognize as trauma. And I'll give you an example in a second. Or it can be major trauma, like being in an accident, like, you know, what I experienced. But a lot of times, again, it can be something really pretty simple. I used to work with children, and there was a little girl that was brought to me, and she suddenly started failing all of her classes. And she was getting kind of mixed up with some kids that were kind of getting her in trouble. She probably contributed, but anyway. And, you know, come to find out, I kept asking the parents now, has anything changed? Well, yes, they had made a move. So she was in a different school. She was in a different city. Now, a lot of people, that's nothing. You know, that wouldn't affect them at all.
Right.
But here's the thing about trauma. If you are a little bit vulnerable at the time that something like that happens, that's out of the ordinary, then you can have real problems, and it can really, you know, take a significant toll, even though it looks to us on the outside like it's very small in terms of trauma.
Okay. So one person's not having a good day is another person's trauma that sticks with them for months and years. Okay. And they need help getting over that. And it affects the same event affects different people different ways.
Exactly. And I don't remember, we probably only did like three or four sessions, something like that. And she was back to, you know, being this bubbly little kid, and her grades went up. And so again, it's that trauma that locks us down, and suddenly our energy systems are not what they used to be. They're there, but they're seriously sapped. We're being really pulled down by that trauma. And so once that's all released, those energy systems can be supporting us again. And suddenly it seems like things are much easier. And, you know, we wonder why. Well, yeah, we've just released the trauma.
Well, this brings us full circle back around to how do we apply this to business? Most people listening are rebelpreneurs, or as I call them, rebelpreneurs, solopreneurs, small business owners, trying to build the business they need so they can live the life they want. And what hooked me in our conversation before we started having the conversation is, you made the connection to procrastination being a possible symptom of a deeper underlying unresolved trauma. Let's dig into that, because that immediately resonated with me. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. So lay that out for us. How does this affect the business owner, the small business owner, or the anyone who's trying to be an entrepreneur in building a business or an enterprise?
Right. In so many ways. And, you know, if you have ever procrastinated or you're still procrastinating, you don't have to feel the guilt, because you're not a horrible, lazy person. We think we're, you know, horrible, lazy people. And then we feel guilty, and we feel guilty that we're not doing what we think we should be doing for our families and ourselves and whatever, right? Mm. But it's not that at all. Again, what I've always found is there's some kind of trauma underlying that reason why we procrastinate. And once it's released, it's the most amazing thing, because, you know, suddenly people have a lot more energy, which was seriously depleted, right, for a while. And that's another reason they kept procrastinating, because their energy was down, right? And they have so much more productivity, so much more focus, so much more ease, and more money, as it turns out. I've seen it over and over and over again, that their finances seem to really shoot up, and we're not working on anything even related to that in any typical way. But I've seen it over and over again.
Interesting. That's what fascinates me in general about mindset and psychology. And that's why we talk about it so much, because it's so much of what's going on inside. And you bring all of that into your business, into your work, whether it's on the job or in your business. And that affects you. And so if it affects you, it affects your business. Energy, that's a huge thing. Having the energy, the creativity to do all of this. But you have these unresolved issues. So give us an example of a business owner who is procrastinating. What would be an example of a trauma that he or she is suffering from that is unresolved, that manifests itself in procrastination?
I had a man come into me. Sometimes people don't even know that they have trauma, but this gentleman did. He was a stellar salesman for his company. But he said it was just really hard for him to get going. He just, you know, kept procrastinating. Again, like we were talking before, he felt guilty. He felt like he was lazy and kind of no good. And I mean, he's really down on himself. But as we worked through the trauma, it only took 3 sessions. Sometimes it will take more, sometimes less. But for him, 3 sessions. And at the end of those sessions, I'll go back a little bit. The trauma was that his dog had died when he was a child. And that had really impacted him. And, you know, I mean, we're adults, right? So we think we're over things, you know, we're doing our best to get over things, but it's still sort of down there in the subconscious, and it's not resolved. And so it's changing our behaviors, because our bodies always want to be whole. And until we address some of those things, that's where our consciousness goes, is on that old trauma. So after we got rid of that trauma, it was very interesting, because he felt extreme relief, lots more energy. And the other thing that happened, though, was his sales 10 times themselves.
Wow.
I think that's poor English, but anyway.
10x.
Yeah, 10x. Thank you. I appreciate the help. Yeah. So of course he was just delighted. And sure. Also, yeah, but and also though he was delighted because he realized he was not a subhuman being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it made a whole big difference in his life entirely.
Wonderful. So some other examples, because that it really illustrates how trauma is specific to each person. It's hard for me to relate because I didn't experience that trauma, how that would affect my performance today, but clearly it did in his case, and it was an unresolved trauma. So I think that really underscores the importance of having someone help you address these things. As you said, people are walking around with trauma that is basically undiagnosed. They don't realize it's affecting them today, but it could be a comment by a coworker some years ago. It could be something they were told as a child or some authority figure way back in the day. And they bring that into their current existence and don't even realize that's what they're doing.
Right. And sometimes it seems like it's not even related to what's going on, but sometimes it does seem like it's related. Like sometimes people have, had like a failure in business or something has gone awry, and who hasn't? I mean, you know, that's part of the learning process when we're in business, right? But there's a lady that, also came to me, and she could hardly answer the phone. She had her own business, and she could hardly, answer at all. And that was her business coming in. And come to find out, another company, she had been she was a troubleshooter for them. So every call that came in, she knew was trouble.
Mm.
And that lodged in her at a very deep level. And she didn't, even though she was in her own business, it was still lodged in her. And she thought, oh no, I don't want to pick that up. It's just nothing but trouble.
Wow. Yeah.
But the first time I discovered that this reducing trauma was a thing that would impact people's businesses was when I had a brick and mortar office, and I had all these people coming through, and a lot of them were working with trauma. And what I discovered, because they would come through hourly, right? And we were just working on trauma, but what they were telling me was, oh, my business just doubled. And oh, my business just tripled. And it happened with every single person that I tracked, because I started getting really curious. You know, it's like, wow, how did that happen?
Yeah.
We weren't working on that, you know? So again, I was teaching them to reduce their trauma, and their businesses were just excelling.
Amazing. Amazing. And that's why we spend so much time on mindset here on the show. It's having people coming in and giving us different perspectives on how to get your thoughts, how to get your mindset, your attitude, your habits. All of this affects your business. It affects your finances. It affects your quality of life. So this is really, really important. The website, if you're interested in looking Deborah up, is yourfocusedsuccess.com. And you can go and check out the information and resources that Deborah has there. And if this is speaking to you, I hope you'll reach out and get some help. It may be that you think you know what the problem is, or it may be something that is buried so deep in your subconscious that you're not even aware of how it is affecting you in your life today. So check out the website, yourfocusedsuccess.com. RevolutionPass.com. Deborah, I feel like we have barely scratched the surface here, but you've given us a lot to think about and a lot to consider. So I appreciate that. Any final thoughts or words of wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know, I think just that your subconscious mind is the GPS to your future. So it's really important to find out what's there. And then if it's something that's not supportive of you, then to do something about it, or to come to someone who can help you do something about it. And I heard this quote from a gentleman named Damon Dillard, but I really liked it. It's the easiest way to predict your future is to create it.
Ah, wonderful. Wonderful. I love that. That makes sense. And sometimes you have to let go of the past before you can embrace that new vision of the future. So that's what this mindset work and trauma-focused work is all about. Deborah Jensen, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Rebelpreneur Radio with Ralph Brogdon. Download the show notes and much more at rebelpreneur.com.